Joint Select Committee of Parliament recommends use of a fixed hands-free electronic devices while driving, and Copyright Amendment Act gets approval. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome, and thanks for joining us.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved amendments to the Copyright Act, which seeks to increase the protection of creative works done by Jamaicans. Among the changes is the extension of any copyright content belonging to corporations from 50 to 95 years since the end of the calendar year in which it was published. In making her contribution to the debate, opposition spokesperson on culture, Olivia Grange, noted that the idea of extending the term of copyright is one that has been advocated for several years. She notes that under the legislation, copyright in musical works will receive protection for the lifetime of the creator plus 95 years, and copyright in sound recordings will be protected for 95 years from the year in which they were released.
I need to point out that both extensions have moved from 50 years, and the extension to 95 years relate only to protection in Jamaica's jurisdiction, but not in overseas jurisdiction, to which we will have to pay substantial amounts of foreign exchange because we are net importer of foreign entertainment products.
Mrs. Grange argues that Jamaica, therefore, has to carefully consider the question of extending the life of the copyright of these imports. In his response, Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, noted that the government and stakeholders gave quite a bit of consideration to this matter.
The stakeholders are all agreed that because these amendments have been long in coming, and because it is not always easy to go back to the drawing board and to go back through the process, and for a variety of other reasons, we should be bold enough to move to a 95-year extension.
He also informs that the regulations to accompany the Act are now in draft form and will be brought before Parliament following consultations with stakeholders. The bill will go to the Senate for its approval. Members of the Joint Select Committee of Parliament, which reviewed the new Road Traffic Act, have recommended the use of hands-free electronic devices while driving. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, made the disclosure as he opened the debate on the committee's report in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The devices, he notes, however, must be affixed to the vehicle. Turning to other provisions in the bill, Dr. Guy informed that there will be increased fines for traffic offences.
These increased fines for traffic offences are primarily construed from a safety perspective. One does not need to pay those fines. And how you do not pay those fines is to not have an infraction.
The bill also seeks to create new classes of drivers, which will indicate the type of vehicles persons are allowed to drive. The new classes, A, B, and C, cover private motorcycles, cars, trucks, and other vehicles that are driven for hire or reward.
This new bill will create a category known as a Class A for motorcycle drivers, a Class B driver's license, which entitles the holder to drive not for reward trucks, motor cars, not being public passenger motor vehicles or commercial motor vehicles, and vehicles specially modified for persons with disability.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy. The Class C driver's license entitles the holder to drive, whether for reward or otherwise, such category of motor vehicle as may be prescribed or specified in the license. The government took the decision to repeal the existing Road Traffic Act, promulgated in 1938, and replace it with a new act that is in keeping with international best practices for road safety adopted for local conditions. The debate on the Joint Select Committee report was suspended until the next sitting of the House of Representatives. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.